Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So yesterday we were horrified by the news that there was a shooting that happened during the Kansas City Chiefs Welcome Back Victorious Parade in Kansas City, Missouri, Kansas City, Kansas. Sadly, 22 people were injured by gunfire, including 9 children. A woman has died, and I think also a local DJ. Kansas City leaders and police are continuing to work and sort through evidence. This was the parade that happened yesterday at Union Station. One woman died, 22 others dead, 22 others injured from gunshot wounds. 3 people have been taken into custody after the incident. So 3 people. 2 of the suspects are juveniles. Mayor Quentin Lucas said Thursday morning that the investigation continues into the shooting and the individuals who were taken into custody are being questioned right now by law enforcement. This is being reported by KMBC. In Missouri, third authorities have 24 hours to prosecute individuals suspected of a crime before they must be released from custody. Graves said in a Thursday morning news conference that the department is working to present the most complete case possible to the Jackson County Prosecutor's Office for charges. Now, you do see bystanders jumping in to tackle at least one of the suspects. And, you know, it looked like many people jumped in to help while there was a lot of confusion and chaos. Kansas City radio station KKFI confirmed that the woman who died was one of its DJs, Lisa Lopez, host of Taste of Tejano. And she died in the shooting. She is the sister of Lee's Summit Mayor Pro Tem Beto Lopez. Lopez's 2 nieces and nephew were also there and injured at the time. So the Kansas City Fire Department says 8 victims had immediate life-threatening injuries, 7 had life-threatening injuries, and 6 had non-life-threatening injuries. And they were transported to local hospitals, Children's Mercy, Truman Medical, and St. Luke's. Children's Mercy Hospital is currently treating 11 children. The range of the victims, the age is between 6 and 15 years old. Over 800 police officers were on scene. 600 were from the Kansas City Police Department. And, to see something like this happen, it's just heartbreaking. Heroes jumped in to stop the shooter. And one was a couple, heroic couple, teamed up to take down one of the shooters. They were interviewed on Fox News, and Trey Filter told Fox and Friends that there was a big scramble in the crowd. I heard somebody shout, "Get him." He said, "I took to my left, and I see a flash. I tackle that individual. This other gentleman also aids me in that. It was a pretty quick thing." Now, his wife, Casey, they're from Wichita. She saw him drop the gun. After they tackled the guy, the gun fell out, landed at her feet. So she looked down. She thought she needed to get the firearm away, took it, put it over by the wall that was near me. Then another gentleman came and stood next to me. She described the weapon as an AK-47 rifle. She thought it was a toy. It looked like a toy, but then when she picked it up, she felt its weight. And I, kudos to these people because, interestingly, in all the chaos, One thing that they always kind of warn you about when you're trying to get a gun away from a suspect is you don't want to look like a suspect yourself. So you don't want to look like you're holding a weapon and the weapon that's being used. Yeah, and for me, I would jump in, I would grab the weapon, I would disarm it, I would empty the chamber. Not on somebody. I would obviously disarm it, and then I would, put it in a safe place, or I would hold it in a way such that police would know this is a weapon that needs to be confiscated and et cetera. But knowing me, I would have the luck if somebody go, there she is. And I'm like, but it wasn't me. What? No, I helped. So, good for them for jumping in. Trey was asked for a description of the shooter. He said he did not get a glimpse of his face. They did exchange a few words, making sure that the shooter couldn't reach for a gun and shoot them. But the gun had fallen out at that point. So, well done, on the bystanders. Apparently, they say that he started to shoot in a circle. That it was in a whirlwind, and he started to shoot like in a circular fashion, getting as many people as possible. Now, there's aftermath in terms of the partying that continued to take place. I'm mixed on that. I think what should have happened is immediately after the shooting, I think the Chiefs should have postponed, any of the celebrations. But I understand that many of them were already drinking at the time, and so there's been now a lot of criticism of Travis Kelce and others for posting pictures and it's while partying it up, and I think our focus needs to be on the victims right now, and so I think everybody on the Kansas City team is feeling the shock, and many of them might not have understood the gravity of the situation during the parade and all that, so of course there's going to be pictures caught of them posing for selfies, etc. But there is a lot of backlash because some of this did happen after the fact. Now it's nighttime when the shooting happened during the day. And so obviously their PR people need to probably get a little bit of a lesson in whenever something like this happens, maybe postpone, the celebration. And there's too much going on right now. But my concern is we're starting to see more and more parades and more of these public gatherings. We were very concerned what would happen in Vegas, with crowds and honestly our local metro were on it, and we're very, very grateful that we didn't have any events in Las Vegas. But it seems like parades and these crowds are just magnets for these people with sick sick minds and murderous hearts. But some people are saying this started because of a scuffle, and the shooting happened within people who were fighting. 1-877-DOC-DALIA, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So show me the money. Show me the money. That's what pharmaceutical companies are saying. As there is so much pressure for them to make drugs. Now, a big concern that is happening is that we don't have enough of what people want. So as a physician, you know, I'm looking at, okay, we have cancer drugs, we have antibiotics, but we need more. We need newer cancer drugs. We need antibiotics that can fight off multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis or drug-resistant MRSA or Klebsiella. But the problem we have is pharmaceutical companies need to stay in business. They're paying now the higher wages. They're paying taxes. They have to put loads in to free medications and samples and subsidies. And so what is happening is that they need to find the most lucrative pharmaceutical drugs to make. Well, somebody could say, well, painkillers. No, painkillers are not lucrative. Painkillers are now starting to go by the wayside because these companies don't want to be sued and blamed for the fentanyl crisis and the drug overdose deaths that continue to rise, even though doctors are writing fewer medications. And doctors are writing fewer medications, which is causing people to go to the bootleg market to get medications. So pain medications and ways to control pain, not that popular right now. What is popular? Weight loss drugs. What happened with Ozempic and Wegovy or Mounjaro and Zepbound wants to now be emulated by everybody and their mother. And so a concern we physicians have is if that's the golden goose, weight loss medications, where's the R&D then on everything else? Now, a smart company, and I've owned businesses and I love looking at business strategy and marketing and all that. A good business will say, all right, look at the crowd, go run to the left. They're all running to the left, maybe also politically, but anyway, look at the crowd, run to the left, right? Jumping all over all these options for weight loss medications to gain stock and to gain the market. But we still need, doctors are still asking for cancer drugs. They're still asking for cholesterol medications. So let's just stay steady. Slow and steady wins the race. If a company, if a pharmaceutical company can outlast the market, inflation, Bidenomics, they could be successful. I mean, look how Pfizer did it. The 90s with their Z-Pak, their Lipitor, their Norvasc, their Zoloft, their Zyrtec, and then Viagra. Then they might have had some ups and downs with their stock, and lo and behold, COVID vaccine. So Pfizer is very diversified. So are many companies, AstraZeneca, and so, you know, they, if they have, you know, strong products and strong R&D departments in multiple different classes of drugs, hopefully they are going to be the ones we can rely on when we need a new medication. That's why Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, Novavax, that's how these companies stepped up to the plate when it came to the COVID vaccine, because either they were already working on it, now, that also kind of begs the question why, or they had the means to immediately start to develop something that, you know, they had the foundation, they had the labs, and they had the scientists. But this Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, Zepbound, Wegovy is the weight loss counterpart of Ozempic, a diabetes medication, GLP-1 agonist that increases satiety, slows down food transit to make you more full, allow you to absorb and metabolize it better. Or the Mounjaro and its counterpart, Zepbound, is teaching pharmaceutical companies that have gotten spanked by Obamacare, spanked by not being able to make the money back on new drugs because insurance companies may only cover generics, spanked on what happened with the opioid crisis because they got sued and lost millions when they were blamed for the opioid crisis. These pharmaceutical companies are having board meetings right now going, hey, guys, can we do a weight loss drug? Can we make an oral form? Can we make a suppository? What could we do, guys? Because we need to make money. So if the attention and the focus is going to go to that, who's helping us with pain? who's doing the cancer research, who's doing the antibiotic research. Now, as I said, hopefully these big companies are very diversified and are still going to, well, slow and steady wins the race. Still, you know, trudge through and keep marching on and, you know, making things happen. But when the attention and the money goes to such a jackpot when it comes to people's demand, yeah, I do. I start to worry a little bit. Now, how many of my veteran patients saw me as a civilian and left the VA temporarily to get certain cholesterol medications because there were these newer drugs out that they couldn't get through the VA system? I had patients coming in just for Zetia. Zetia works on the brush border of the intestine to help lower cholesterol. Not as dramatic an effect like we see with statins, but it helps stave off the need to skyrocket a statin dose, and people like the combination, but it wasn't covered. The VA system didn't cover it at the time. This was in the early 2000s to, I think, mid-2000s. So I was seeing a lot of veterans who wanted to get medications that the VA wouldn't cover. As we move towards socialized medicine, Medicare, Medicaid is going to emulate the VA system. And some of you are groaning, going, no, 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 that's not acceptable. And so the VA system is now, you know, incorporating a little bit more of some of these brand name medications, even though now Zetia is generic. But these medications, the whole generic versus brand name issue, you know, it depends on how long the patent is. And for a drug company to make their money, they need the patent to last as long as possible. And for them to, and by lasting, even though there might be a fixed amount for the patent, it might take them years to get the drug approved. So let's say they have 7 years of the patent, but it takes the FDA 5 years to approve it. Then they only have 2 years to be the, you know, have that monopoly on that drug until it goes generic, and then they lose money. Now, they might still make money because some doctors will say, I like the generic better. But how many of you have tried to get a brand name drug, and pharmacies now, by law, have to always offer the generic first? So pharmaceutical companies are rethinking how to make their money, how to support their staff, how to pay for those buildings, how to pay the rent. And remember, it's hard to work from home. When you're developing drugs, you need to be on site, which means they have to pay more. So this biomanufacturing, shall we say, area, which needs to include so many other medications, is going to be monopolized by the weight loss drug market. And the weight loss drug market, I mean, here's the thing. I do want there to be more options, because what I'm seeing is many of you switched insurance, maybe not by choice, your employer did. And so your Wegovy or Ozempic or Mounjaro or Zepbound was covered in December. All of a sudden you switch insurance, not covered. So now you're off of it, and the weight's creeping back up or rebounding pretty quickly. These medications help you keep your weight off by making you not want to eat. 2022, 9 million prescriptions were written, and then they found that it went up 300%. So they are anticipating that 13% of adults are going to be on one of these medications by the end of the decade. I say let's move a little slower. Get our facts straight first. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Police say they took two people into custody shortly after a shooting that left one dead and more than a dozen others wounded at the Chiefs Super Bowl parade in Kansas City Wednesday.
We hop over. I hit my face.
One Chiefs fan who took shelter in the landmark Union Station nearby, the Chiefs offered condolences, did confirm all their players, coaches, staff, and families were safe. Democratic Congressman James Clyburn of South Carolina is stepping down from his leadership role on Capitol Hill. The 83-year-old Clyburn served both as the House Majority Whip and the Assistant Democratic Leader in the House in the past. He tells WIS-TV in Columbia, South Carolina, he now plans to get more involved in President Biden's re-election campaign. Elon Musk's Starlink satellite internet company is making a deal with the Israeli government now. The nation's officials announced Starlink technology will be used in Israel and parts of the Gaza Strip. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Dolly 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, no shock here. I think the shock is I would think there'd be more voters, but the headline is nearly half of all voters believe Joe Biden should be replaced on the Democratic ticket. Only a third of Americans believe he has the mental and physical stamina to be president. These were voters who participated in the Monmouth University poll released Friday. They asked about his physical health and mental faculties, or facilities, they say here. And they said 32% of voters think he's good. 32%. much. Kind of worry. I hope none of them are physicians. I hope none of them are caretakers. And yeah, I'm not saying this to make fun of anybody. As a physician, we take cognitive changes extremely seriously. Somebody with cognitive deficit, we question their driving ability. We question their parental or supervisory ability. We question their ability to take care of themselves. And so when we're looking at our commander in chief, it's no joke. Daily Mail posted an infographic of how likely it is that Joe Biden will be replaced as the Democratic nominee. 20% think it's very likely. 28% somewhat likely. 23% doesn't think it's going to happen. 27% said not likely at all. And then 1% said they don't know. 72% of Democrats believe Biden has the mental and physical stamina, down from 91% 4 years ago. Now this number of 72% is shocking. So let's kind of review here. This new Mammoth University poll, and I know there's a lot of numbers. This is fresh polling compared to other polls. Says 20% of voters think it was very likely, and another 28% believed that he might end up not being on the ballot. Follow-up interviews with pollsters, they said Biden should be replaced due to his age, physical health, or mental facilities or faculties. Some Republican-leaning voters said that he would be pushed aside by his party. Now, Republicans probably want to keep their mouths shut because they want Biden on the ticket. It's a shoo-in for Trump if Biden stays on the ticket. But many Republicans are, of course, and rightfully so, concerned about the state of the union right now and falling into this foreign policy fiasco and possibly war that we might be falling into. So we want to make sure that whoever is running things has all their faculties. But the same poll found that 32% of voters say Biden is just perfect. He's fine. That number stood at 52% when Biden was running for president in 2020. So there is a drop, a 20% drop. And now 72% of Democrats believe Biden has the mental and physical stamina, which I think might have been another question because 72% is a much different number than 30. 48% of independents had confidence in Biden's mental and physical stamina. Now that number has dropped to 20%. The president's number is always low with Republicans. They went from 14% down to 2%. Now, that's fascinating. 2% of Republicans say he's fine. 2% of Republicans polled say Biden is fine and is perfectly fine to be president. Is it because they want him on the ticket? Yeah, you got to be careful with these polls because you do wonder if there's secondary gain. But more Americans are comfortable with President Donald Trump's mental and physical stamina. 51% said they believe Trump, who's 77, had the mental and physical ability to be president, which is an improvement of how he was perceived in 2020. So that's fascinating. And it shows you the psychology of voters. When people want somebody in office, for him to be 4 years older and more individuals feel he has the mental and physical ability to be president, either it's because A, they're comparing him to our current President Biden, or B, they want him so badly that they don't care. They're like, he's good. Now, mind you, 2020, Trump, didn't have control over COVID. Who could? Or all the lockdowns that some states were doing. And I believe in states' rights. But the country was going into a downfall, and it was a mess. And people ask, what could Trump have done differently? I mean, he closed the borders to try to limit the virus, but the virus was already here. He started production of N95 respirators, but I don't know if Biden continued those. He started the production of vaccines, but in terms of the economy, he tried to quell fears, but the company just went into lockdown. The country. Some states, no. They're like, guys, we're going to use some common sense with this. But others, just, it was a mess. So the fact that even though Donald Trump is older, he has much more support for his mental faculties. It's probably because when you compare it to Biden, he looks a lot more sharp. Or they just want him back in office. And so what are the 32% or the 72%, depending on which question was asked, thinking when it comes to Biden? Is it that Biden isn't in charge? The president is never in charge. And there's always a team behind the president. I don't know if that was the case with Obama. Obama looked like he was in charge. I mean, Trump looked like he was in charge. This idea that the president is a puppet, I mean, maybe it was in the past. I mean, when Woodrow Wilson had a stroke, it was postulated that the wife was running things. Therefore, now, this time around, it's being postulated that Joe Biden is running things. I don't know who's running things. I just don't think it's Joe, because Joe has admitted multiple times on microphone that he's not allowed to talk to press. He'll get in trouble if he does this. You know, to me, is frightening, because he is the commander-in-chief. He's the head honcho. He's the head boss. So you go up and go, you know, if I want to do a longer Trump would do that. He goes, you guys want to ask me more questions? I'll say, what else you got for me? Instead, Joe Biden's like, I'm not allowed to. I have to go. I had said a bit, I don't know where his PR people are, but his PR person should say, look, I got to get back in the Situation Room. All right. We have a lot going on that where I got to get back to work, but I will come back and answer more questions, or I'll have my press secretary take over. But I got to get back to work, instead of I'm not allowed to, you know, I need to go, or just shuffle off. And I don't want to see age discrimination. Everybody's been talking about he's too old, he's too old, he's too old. And what is that doing to the average 60, 70, 80-year-old, 90-year-old? Nancy Pelosi is, what, 82? She still looks sharp. Trump's 77. He looks sharp. And what they're going to do is they're going to not discuss the elephant in the room, make it about age, and then put in age restrictions to who could be president. Now, I understand the 35 years old. I get that. Now, even though many of our men and women in the military, they have miles of maturity by the time they finish their first tour. But I understand how they want the president to at least be 35. I get that. And the reason why they came up with that was middle age at the time. They wanted a middle-aged president. Somebody who saw enough, learned a lot, had enough life experience. But now middle age has been moved to 45 to 55. But I get the 35. But if they're going to say, oh, yeah, it's an age thing, so let's just cut people off at 75, then nobody's addressing what really needs to be addressed, cognitive abilities. And should there be cognitive tests given? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So with all the things going on and all the crises we have going on throughout the world in our country, we schools, parents, and educators can't figure out if the students should have the cell phone or not have the cell phone. Do we take away kids' cell phones or not? Boy, it's not getting so much focus and debate. Yeah, personally, I would like kids to learn survival skills, you know, learn how to disarm a shooter, learn how to, you know, protect themselves in a natural disaster. But right now, there's a lot of debate on if a student should have a cell phone or not in the classroom. And the debate is because there's failing grades, failing proficiencies. And nobody wants to blame the teachers. I actually defend teachers all the time because I understand that they don't have a lot of parental support, that they may not have a lot of administrative support, that there might be all these other narratives they have to push. And, you know, teachers a lot of times have their hands tied. I mean, when I was growing up, all the teacher had to do is say, do I need to call your parents? I'd be like, oh, God, no, no. That's okay. Whatever you need, I'll stop making jokes in class. I, please, for the love of God, do not call my parents. Because, boy, would I get a whooping. But now, you give a kid a D, they're like, I don't care. Yeah, they. What do the grades mean? Well, if you don't get good grades, you can't get into college. You think the average kid wants to go to college now? So, these teachers are struggling. And then on top of that, yeah, a component to that is these kids are getting distracted. Your light may go off on your phone. Every time my phone light, is it a text from my mom? Is there a, emergency going on? Is it that the cat wants more food because my cat knows how to text now? More eats, mommy. Now, what's going on? I get news alerts if there's a shooting and media alerts. And then, of course, you hear the bzz, bzz, bzz of the texting. So, yeah, these kids are getting distracted. So do we take away the phone or not? So what do parents think? So I live in Southern Nevada, and we have the fifth largest school district in the country, the Clark County School District. And so they made news because the Clark County School District father doesn't like the idea of taking away his kid's phone. He says, my oldest son goes to Walter Johnson Middle School, and they were going to start using them at the beginning of this year. And his name is Leonard Leither. And he shared a letter sent home to parents at the school, and it stated at the beginning of the day, students would be required to lock up their cell phones in bags. Now, he didn't like that idea. He also is a teacher for the CCSD. And Fox 5 News reports that he wrote, that he said, unfortunately, we live in America, and there is a lot of violence. I've seen it. I've seen knives in middle school. I've seen knives in elementary school. It's ridiculous. The father, Mr. Leather, complained, and he's also a teacher, to the district, about the school taking away his son's line of communication with the outside world during an emergency. And apparently, he's not the only parent to voice concern. Soon after that, he got a message back, all parents did, saying that they would not be using them this year. Now, schools across the nation are using them. Cell phone, it's called a cell phone blocking pouch program. School districts in 41 states have spent $2.5 million to buy magnetically sealed fabric pouches from Yonder, a California startup, according to GovSpend. It's a group that tracks government spending. So rather than $2.5 million going to tutoring, going to physical education, rehab, where we get students a little bit more physically fit, to, nutritious lunches, to this $2.5 million is going to confiscating phones. He says we have almost 350 schools. That's a lot of money to buy these things. He revealed some Clark County schools have less expensive solutions for student phones that don't separate kids from their phones all day. They have pocket holders for some schools. You just put the phone in the pocket. They have mini phone lockers. I've seen things like that. He says, I don't have a problem with that. Kids put it there, leave the class, take it with them. But he thinks there should be a uniform-wide policy because the schools seem to differ, rules differ by each school. But here's the thing. Are the cell phones really the problem, or are they the biggest problem we have? According to the National Education Association, some schools just ban phones completely because they say a cell phone-free environment will lead to fewer incidents of cyberbullying, improve attendance, reduce time on social media. All right. Now, I get kids are on social media, and that's just kind of what they do. I used to write notes to cute boys and hope that they would write a note back. And I did that all throughout class. I mean, if a child wants to not pay attention in class, they're not going to pay attention in class. But what made me pay attention, what made me stop writing notes to boys in class, and what made me stop making stupid jokes, well, I still did, but yeah, but what curtailed some of them, or what, for me now, makes me stop looking at my phone, is I got a job to do. I have a task at hand. It is important for me to put my full attention on what I'm reading, on what I'm listening to. So I have to learn to tune it out. When I sat in school, my friend would snap my bra. Then grab the back of my bra. And I was wearing a bra since the fifth grade, yeah. And then I had to tell them to stop that because I needed to pay attention. Dolly, what's going on over there? Are you making jokes again? No. Then what's going? And I didn't want to get my friend in trouble for snapping my bra. I said, I had an itch, something. Sit over here, I call your parents. I mean, it was, look, I have a job to do. I got to pay attention. I don't want to get in trouble. The consequences of my not learning the task or doing well, to me, were unacceptable consequences. Calling my parents, me getting in trouble at home, me not getting to go to school. So if a child is in class and they don't care about photosynthesis, it doesn't matter if they learn it or not, because the school's not going to fail them. Every child gets a passing grade. Then they're going to get bored and they're going to want to find something else to focus on. And then they're going to have to want to go to their phones. Now, you know, I like the idea of things being, you know, everybody put your purse, backpack in the back. Make sure nobody steals it, of course. You have your cubby. Or, guys, let's move our chairs together in a circle. Circle learning is fantastic. We're in, like, in a group session. All right, guys, this is what we're going to talk about. Let's go around the room. I think going around the room and reading a paragraph, that never worked for me. Okay, Dolly, you read the next. I'd be so nervous about my paragraph I had to read. And you'd be counting the kids. Who, you know, who's coming next? Okay, I'm next. Okay, I'm five paragraphs. Oh, that's my paragraph. Okay, oh boy. I got to read that in front of everybody. And you're not even listening. So I don't like that. But having discussions. Now, all right, guys. You know, that was a lot of information. Photosynthesis is very confusing. You got the phylums and you got the CO2 and the oxygen. Let's just talk about it. What's an easier way to remember this? Because you guys have to do this on a test. Do you guys draw it out? Who has ideas on how to memorize it? How to, you know, what to use it and maybe get, you know, it's going to take kids being more involved. And we have to teach kids no phone. Whether it's next to you, whether it's in your pocket, whether it's, you know, but I still think kids need to have access to them, especially in emergencies. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.